Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
Not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Ah, thank you, Jesus. No. Not one, none else like he is so high. And let you can reach him, he's so lonely. No, not one, no. Not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he
about
you, but I know
about that
talking about. Let me hear you give him a hand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, grace and his peace, his grace and his peace. Hallelujah. Be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Bruboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we sing praises unto you, for you are the rock of our salvation. We come before your presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto you with psalms, for you are a great God. And a great king above all gods. In your hands are the deep places of the earth and the strength of the hills. The sea is yours. You made it. Your hands formed the dry land. We worship and bow down to you. We kneel before you, O Lord, our God, our maker. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. You, O God, are great and mighty. You are powerful and glorious, victorious and majestic. All that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. We exalt your kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come, and thy reigns over all. In your hand is power and might to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. O Lord, our God, you are wisdom. You are truth. You handle the mighty and you look after the weak. You make sense out of our struggles and you shine a light on all our broken parts. You promise healing and you restore the Lord. Everything got started in you and find its purpose in you. You will not be ignored and you will not leave us alone to struggle in our selfishness. We look at you and acknowledge your presence, and we shall pray this of thanksgiving to you, Almighty God. Jesus Christ, you are highly exalted, and your name is above every name. We ask all of our prayers in your name, Jesus. Your name is above the name of all sicknesses and diseases. Your name is above depression. Your name is above poverty and all other names. Blessed be your name, Lord. You are the solution to any problem, and you are bigger than any obstacle we face. We will praise you, O Lord, with our whole heart. We'll show forth all your marvelous work. We'll be glad and rejoice in you. We'll sing praise to your name, O thou most high. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Lord, let our mouth be filled with your praise and with your honor all day. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You are a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We praise you, Lord. You are unlimited, almighty, all-powerful, and all-knowing. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the true and living God. Father, we praise you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rashi, our healer, Jehovah Nisi, our banner, Jehovah Makadish, our sanctification, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sikunu, our righteousness, Jehovah Shalom, our ever-present help, Jehovah Rohi, our guide, and Jehovah Elohim, our God. We will worship the war of thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Ghost, we surrender to you. We bless your name, O God. We praise you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We surrender our lives to you. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are our comforter. You are our guide. Give us directions. Illuminate our minds, Holy Spirit. Lead us in the way that we should go. Order our steps. Guide our path, oh God. Let us be sensitive to your voice. We, oh God, let our ears and our eyes of understanding be enlightened, Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Oh, God, we adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We are children of God, sons and daughters of Almighty God, created in his image and in his likeness, born of the Spirit, filled with his Spirit, and led by his Spirit. We thank you, Lord. You did not leave us comfortless. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Guide us, Holy Ghost, into all truth. Teach us, Holy Spirit, all the decrees of Almighty God. Oh, Abba, Father, we love you. Jesus, you are our Savior. Our hope is in you all day long. Teach us your way, Jesus. Lead us in the way that we should go. We trust in you. We lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word is above your name. Help us to meditate on your word all day and all night. Like you spoke when you spoke to Joshua. Oh God, you said, meditate on the word, on your word all night and all day. Let your word not depart from our mouths, so that our way will be prosperous and that we will have success in all that we do. We will forever praise you with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of your wondrous works. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So we surrender totally to you. We ask you this morning for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out for mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy. In the name of Jesus, Father, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we confess our sins we have committed in thought, in word, and in deed, O God. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse this prayer line this morning, this radio line this morning, the blood. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God, cleanse our atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, our personal spaces, the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for the multidimension of the blood. Oh, God, the multidimension of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the multidimension of the blood of Jesus. Even while we are here, Lord, that the blood is moving in our midst, that the blood of Jesus is bringing healing to our spirits, souls, and bodies, that the blood of Jesus, oh God, is cleansing the atmosphere, that the blood of Jesus right now is healing us and delivering us, oh God, that the blood of Jesus, even as we pray, is protecting us and our children, oh God, and our spouse and our grandchildren, the blood of Jesus. Oh, unlimited breakthroughs and benefits that's in the blood of Jesus. Hey, the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning, oh God, I soak my children in the blood of Jesus. I soak their destinies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, I soak myself in the blood of Jesus. I soak my grandchildren, oh, God, in the blood of Jesus. My children in the blood, oh, God. Father, I soak my nieces and my nephews in the blood of Jesus. Protect them from the hand of the evil one. Father, I soak my siblings in the blood of Jesus, oh God, and their spouses, oh God, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood be a wall of fire around us. Let the blood protect them. Let the blood of Jesus bring those who do not know Jesus Christ in our families. Oh, Father God, let the Holy Ghost move upon their hearts. Oh, let the Holy Spirit move those in our families that do not know you, those in our families that have backslidden. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them come. We pray for them to come back to Jesus and receive Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Oh, Father God, let salvation come to our sons and daughters in the name of Jesus. Those that do not know you, let salvation come to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And those that know you, oh God, and in the kingdomship of you, let us hunger and thirst after righteousness. Let us not just be stagnant. Let us grow and grow in the things of God. Use us as vessels to bring glory and honor to your name, O God. Perfect all that concerns us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we surrender to you. Make the way what seems to be out of no way, O God. You said in your word that all things, Romans 8:28, all things work together. You did not say something. You said all. The word A-L-L. All things work together for good. For those that love the Lord. That those that are called according to his purpose in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we claim that all things in our lives will work together for good. Father, we are all called. We are We are your priests, O God. So, Father, let all things work together because of your divine calling on our lives for good, O God. We love you, Lord. We need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Only you can make things work in our favor. Only you can turn things around. We are dependent on you, O God. We dependent on you for those in our families that have backslidden, that they will come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ, O God, that they will hunger and thirst after righteousness, O God, and be filled. So, Lord, this morning, it is not about us, but it's about you, Jesus. And so, Father God, let thy kingdom come. Let your kingdom come on earth. Let your kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. Let thy kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you to do. You are God from the beginning to the end. You are from eternity to eternity. You are everlasting. You are a great King. You are a great God above all gods. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are our oasis in the desert, O God. In the name of Jesus. You fed us manna, O God. In the name of Jesus. And you still feeding us eternal manna, not the manna that was in the desert. Oh no, God, now the manna is Christ Jesus. We feed upon his daily manna. His manna is the word, and the word, his word is above his name. His word is full of grace and truth. He is the word. He is the light. Illuminate our minds. Oh, God, give us understanding. Give us revelation with understanding. Teach us how to walk in your ways. Teach us how to do what is right. Teach us to love as you love, to give as you give. Teach us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God. We thank you for the ministry of the holy angels. In the name of Jesus, let the holy angels lead us. Let the holy angels, O God, do your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, guide and protect us. War on our behalf according to what you plan, O God, your purpose. Not our will, but thy will be done. Thank you that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong. We can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us. So, Father, we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for sound minds and bodies, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Spirit of the living God. We say thank you. Hallelujah. We adore you. We worship you. O God, be a wall of fire around us. And the glory within. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we thank you that we have a head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Oh, God, we thank you for an overflow. Thank you that we are fruitful, oh, God. Thank you not only fruitful, but we thank you, Lord, that we, that multiplication. Thank you, Lord, for the dominion anointing. Thank you, Lord, for victory in Christ. So, Father, we come dressed with the garment of salvation. We come dressed with the robe of righteousness. But before we put those on, we come on with the armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our Father God, and our loins girded with truth. We shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. We shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. We put the armor of God and the armor of life, children, on our grandchildren, on our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, on everyone under the sound of our voice. We put the armor on our spouses, oh God, on ourselves, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith. Thank you, Lord, that you make your ministers flaming fires. Father God, we thank you that we are your flaming fire. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. So we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the cross. Hallelujah. Rama Sunday. Uriya kuya makurumo suturiya kum. Uriya mosuturiya kurumasim. Thank you, Jesus. Think about the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for each and every one here this morning. Those that will listen at another time, those that are here. Father God, let us receive what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We're going to look at John 21. Hallelujah. Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you and none of me, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Excuse me, let me look for the King James Version. Hallelujah. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise, he showed he himself. There were together Simon, Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two of his disciples. Jesus, I go fishing. They said unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning came, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and none thereof, not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, the disciple whom Jesus is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fishers coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself unto the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to land, they saw, hallelujah, a fire of coals there, and fish lay thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, bring up the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was the net not broken. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples had done knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. Now this is the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. This is the resurrected Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise God for this word. Talk about the meat. We talk about meat is the word of God. We talk about the children. Hallelujah. We're talking about relationships. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. So the meat is the word. The children, we look at it in a revelation of relationship. Hallelujah. We talk about the mourning. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night. Hallelujah. But joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. The disciples were discouraged. But thank God that Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We spoke about mourning. Hallelujah. Mourning. It's mourning time in your life. It's mourning time in my life. It's mourning time in this service. Mourning time in this ministry. I pray that you will receive the word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, you discouraged, and then here is the Lord standing there, always there to pick us up, always there to encourage us, always there to push us and that we can depend on him. Hallelujah. And this is what literally happens there. The Lord will use a vessel to encourage you, to perk you up, even when you're not doing good. And sometimes when he can't use another person, you will be like David, and you will encourage yourself. And you will encourage yourself in the Lord, because why? You trust him. Maybe those around you do not trust him, but you trust him. And everybody will be around you and say, that cannot happen. And what will you say? It can happen. I believe God. I believe what he says he will do, he will do it. Your faith will make you whole. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're toiling all night. And there seems to be no breakthrough. Hallelujah. But Jesus is right there. The resurrected Jesus. The one who has already taken his blood and placed it on the altar in heaven. The one who has already paid the price and did the divine exchange on the cross, took away depression and gave joy, took away sickness and gave good health, took away negative and gave positive. That is that Jesus, freshly resurrected. He is the same now and forevermore. Think about it, more than 2,000 years before I was placed in my mother's womb, you were placed. Jesus has already paid that price for us. What am I saying to you this morning? I said it's morning time. I don't know if you receive it, but I want to reiterate to you, it is morning time. Some of the disciples did not recognize Jesus, and some did. Because who recognized Jesus first? It was John, the disciple Jesus loved. You look at verse 7. And one of the things I want you to look at, 7 disciples that went along. 7 means completion. Hallelujah. Who recognized Jesus? It was John. Closest you are to him in your relationship, you will be able to recognize and know it is him. You will be able to be discerning as it did. When you see false, you will know that it's not him. You will know when you're closest to him in a relationship. We all should become close to him. You see how John was? Very close to Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody said, oh, no, Jesus just didn't say, I love John, because the people said the disciple, because John wanted more of Jesus. It was the heart of John. John was fully committed, and Jesus saw the heart. So we can, all of us right now in this service, everyone has either got a John place, we might have a Peter place, hallelujah, we might have a Zebedee place, we might have an Andrew place, we might have a Nathaniel place, and I pray none of us got Judas, hallelujah. So these are the dimensions of relationship. There are 7 there. 7 of them. You see, John, hallelujah, that's a dimension of a relationship. Oh, my God. Many times, parents, and you all are parents, if you know, if you're not, then I don't know, but I just want you to observe this. A parent don't pick which child they like that. Maybe some do, but you know, most parents, the children that pay attention to you the most. You will have 5 or 10 children, or 2 or 3 or 1 or whatever. The one that is so sensitive to you. The one that will tell you, Mama, how you doing? The one that will call you all day. The one that will sacrifice for you. Will not say, I am busy, I don't care this. The one that what is the one? Those are the ones that the one that close, the ones that concern. Maybe all of them may be concerned, but there is one who is will make that sacrifice for you. And that's the one most time parents will come closest to. And I'm saying this to you, that dimension of relationship that we're looking at, look at it. It was John and James who are brothers. But it was John who was the disciple, it's called the disciple that Jesus loved. Even running to the tomb, the disciple that Jesus loved ran ahead of Peter. The disciple that Jesus loved. Again, John met a natural death. John was placed in a boiling oil to him. The disciple whom Jesus loved. John wrote the book of Revelation. John, look at the book that John wrote. John walked by the Spirit. John wanted to be closest to Jesus. He had that in his heart. We need, if believe me, Jesus left his mother, John. The disciple whom Jesus loved, he said, "Care my mother." Jesus could trust him. Who would give their mother to anyone when they do not trust that person? He looked at all the disciples, and he beat John, just looking at his thing on the cross. "Behold, your mother." John, "Take care of my mom." Because Jesus trusted John to do it. Hallelujah. John gave us a deep spiritual understanding. He knew of who Jesus was. Read the book of John, just the first chapter. You will see how he took us deeper into knowing. That's the dimension of a relationship. We want to be close to him, closer to him. I'm not saying that this is the 12 disciples, yes, they followed Jesus. Hallelujah. But John, then you see, you go to who? Peter, look at Peter. He was in a time, he grew to, even though he denied Jesus, but he grew in maturity. Maturity. Preach the first sermon after the Holy Ghost came upon them in the upper room. James, which is John's brother. What happened to James? You don't see too much of James in the book of Acts. James and John and Peter, they were closest to Jesus. Hallelujah. James was one of the first disciples to be martyred when Herod cut his head off. Hallelujah. Sacrifice. Which level are you on? And then one of the things that intrigued me, we go back to the Old Testament. And then you see Enoch walk with God until he was not. That means he went to a dimension that detained him. That dimension that the earth, he was taken up to heaven because of that dimension, which is even higher than John. Then we look at Elijah, who was taken up in the chariot, causing transportation to pick him up. He never tasted death. The chariot came and took Elijah up to heaven.
Whoa!
Then who do you see again? You see Moses. Hallelujah. Moses. What happened to Moses' body? God buried him. Nobody know where Moses is buried. And when the transfiguration came, you see Elijah and Moses and Jesus. And who do you see? The three disciples. You see John and James and Peter. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, you want to be closest. Not because you want fame or fashion, your heart. Hallelujah. We want our hearts to be in oneness with him. We want to desire, Jesus, I want more of you. I want all of you. It is my heart's desire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you, Lord, about the dimension of relationship. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us.